Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains, you rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for from the dead, conquering fear, our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. We believe. Jesus, hope of the nation. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light.
You broke the chains, you rose to life in history. You lived and died, you broke the chains, you rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world. From the dead, conquering fear, our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we believe.
Lord, we believe. Lord, we you are holy.
deep the Father's love? Abba Father. Jesus Messiah?
We've all got different chords, so we're trying to figure out what key we normally do it in.
Became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so Jesus Messiah. Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom for blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord. Messiah, Lord of all.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
one star.
The skies are open, the fog is lifting from my eyes, I'm seeing clearly for the first time, no darkness clouding up my mind, I hear a whisper. A gentle whisper in the wind. It draws my eyes up to the night sky, enraptured by the brilliant light. But there is one star that draws me in. There is one. Stirs me deep within. That light that draws me in. It leads me to the bay that came to take my place. It lights the path for me. Draws my feet to peace. The bright morning star is rising in my heart, and there is one star that draws me in. There is one. There is.
Stara nikona andi o stara nakandi no nara andara ni stara nakandi o anama nakonda anara nakandi o anana stora arana stora nakanda amina nastora nara nakondi o nina o nina.
Just like a white slate, I guess, and then grass. Like suddenly just like grass, like really green and yeah, vivid.
This might just be because I was already thinking about it, but I'll just share it anyways. That song that we had just sung reminded me of something that had happened this week. I went for a walk, and I stepped outside, and the stars were just really brilliant. And I was like, kind of like, how can that be? Because we're in the city, so it's not usually like that. The city lights dim the sky, but yeah, just what came to mind when Lily was speaking was just the stars are always shining, and it's these artificial lights that kind of dim it for us, and yeah, just that was the word that kept coming to me, was the stars are always shining, but we need to go to that quiet place where we can see, because the sky is so lit up when we're not distracted or our eyes aren't veiled from these artificial lights. So I was just thinking that, but it also came to mind when you were speaking.
Yeah.
I got the phrase, know me as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
When I, just before, like when I knew I needed to share it, I just felt Jesus say, yeah, I just felt him saying, I need you to show my love by giving this tongue. So, like, so much love. Just, but I don't know what the words mean, actually, but.
Whoa.
I just got this, like I knew it was Jesus. He was encouraging, saying, come, come, like follow the star. But it was such a gentle encouragement, as if you're encouraging someone who's hurting. It's this, come on, you can do it, like just this gentle, I don't really know how to explain it, but almost like being in labor and Josh encouraging me, it wasn't like a, come on now, do it. It was like, you're doing so good, let's keep going. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear he didn't do that.
I would have been
good.
Yeah. We're still together, so
we gotta get home.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just this gentle encouragement. So
yeah. Anyone else?
You already mentioned that when we were giving thanks to God for different attributes, you had mentioned, thank you for your humility.
Yeah.
And it's true, we serve a humble God.
Yeah, we do.
And that is very much something to meditate on. And I mean, it's so interesting, you know, talking about the stars at night and when the angels appeared and scared the sheep out of the shepherds. They, you know, it was just, it was something else that he chose to reveal himself to the lowest of the low. Mm. Like the shepherds were the outcast. Mm. And his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. He is so much more than what we can even ascribe to him.
Yeah.
And add to that the fact that he's a humble God. Yeah. I mean, that just, it's hard to get your mind around that.
Yeah, it is. It's good. So I just want to, before everyone leaves, or not everyone, but just with the tongue, then, because I want to more and more take time to then contemplate what the Lord is sharing, because like was shared like a month ago or so, hey, God's talking to us, and specifically he gave it to us right now, so he must want to be saying something, like, bah. And so I just wrote these things down then, and I noticed something here. And with the white slate and then the grass, what came to my mind as you're sharing that, Julie, is like concrete to grass, but I don't know if it's concrete or not. But anyways, but almost like from one to the pleasant meadows and that. And I see this place of the stars are always shining, but the lights of the city are making them dim, but they're always shining. And it's this encouragement. Know me as Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Know my love. It was know my love, right? Or just love. And then come, come, follow the star, and a gentle encouragement. I hear God saying, it, like, yeah. Again, this the picture of the concrete to grass is really like, come and enjoy the green pastures rather than the staleness of the city, the staleness and the concrete, you know, and come out to the country almost, and I'm not saying we're supposed to move out to the country with Brian and Julie there or anything. I mean, if you want, but yeah, you can. There's a lot of space. But like this beauty and of God and this, the things that God has for, I think he's saying, yeah, more and more, get rid of the lights of the city, get rid of the concrete of the city, get rid of the hardness of the city, if you will, or the world. Get rid of these things so you can see the stars that are shining brightly, so that you can see me leading, so that you can hear me speaking, so that you can enjoy green grass under your feet rather than the hardness of concrete and asphalt. You know, like, just know me more. I've got so much for you. And that gentle encouragement, not this, come on, why aren't you out here already? Like, bah, it's, oh, you're all desiring that. Just dim the lights of this world. Get rid of the hardness of this world. And know me, know my love. Know me, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I just see that coming through in the tongue, in the message of the tongue. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for that word. I want to take it seriously. He's giving it to us for a purpose and for a reason. Yeah. It's good.